WMAL News at 7, I'm Heather Curtis. White supremacists are planning a rally in D.C. next Sunday, 1 year after one in Charlottesville left one woman dead. Metro's largest union is not happy with plans the transit agency is considering to get participants there. A Metro spokesperson says in a statement, plans have not been finalized, but ATU Local 689 says sources told them Metro will provide three private cars and a police escort to Foggy Bottom for Unite the Right rally participants. Union President Jackie Jeter says in a statement, Metro's proud to provide service for people participating in large-scale protests, but draws the line at giving special accommodation to hate groups. Jeter adds union members will not play a role in Metro's special accommodations. The union says more than 80% of its membership is Black. A Florida man pleads guilty to falsifying quality reports for concrete used for the Metro Silver Line project to extend service to Dulles.
Andrew Nolan of Sarasota, Florida, pleaded guilty to a wire fraud conspiracy charge Friday in federal court in Alexandria. Nolan admitted in court that he worked quality control for a subcontractor on the project and falsified records to show that concrete panels had an acceptable air content. Metro says it will replace some panels and paint thousands of others with a special coating to correct the error. Nolan will be sentenced on November 9th. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And today another group will be protesting in our area. Survivors of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School will rally outside the NRA headquarters in Fairfax County. They say they're speaking out against what they consider efforts by the NRA to block gun control laws and bans on assault rifles. A United Nations report accuses Russia of hiring North Korean guest workers. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Singapore had this reaction.
If these reports prove accurate, and we have every reason to believe that they are, that would be in violation of UN Security Council Resolution 2375. I want to remind every nation that has supported these resolutions that this is a serious issue and something that we will discuss with Moscow.
The report was prepared by independent experts who submit their findings every 6 months to the UN North Korean Sanctions Committee of the Security Council. If you're taking a trip this summer, AAA Mid-Atlantic has some advice. Get travel insurance. Spokesperson John Townsend.
It's cheaper than an airline ticket. It's cheaper than booking a cruise. It's a wise investment. But the most important thing is that it gives you trip cancellation protection, which is the most important thing you can have.
Townsend says some travel insurance policies aren't worth the paper they're printed on. He recommends getting one from a reputable travel agent. Maryland's attorney general is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to preserve a cross-shaped memorial on public land, which serves to honor the men killed in World War I. The Washington Post reports Attorney General Brian Frosch filed a brief in the case, which challenges the constitutionality of the 40-foot-tall cross in Prince George's County. It sits at a median at the intersection in Bladensburg and is maintained with taxpayer funds. In sports, last night's game between the Nats and Reds was rained out. That game will be made up today as part of a split doubleheader. The first game's at 1:05, the next at 7:05. And the Rangers beat the O's 11-3. That series continues today. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Why wait for your Trump tax refund? Grab your share of $4K a day on WMAL. Listen weekdays at 9:05 a.m. and 12:05, 3:05, and 6:05 p.m. Hear the keyword and text it to 95819. You could instantly win $1,000.
Awesome. I am so excited.
Four chances for you to win every weekday. For rules and info, check out WMAL.com. Remember, don't text and drive. It's $4K a day every weekday on WMAL.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-640-9509. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-640-9509. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-640-9509. That's 800-640-9509.
It's 7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather, here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you. Yeah, good morning. We've got a couple of problems to tell you about already this morning. Streets are wet, so you know something's going on. The outer loop right past Connecticut, we have an accident that's been there for a while. It's over on the right shoulder now as they wrap things up. Looks like they're just waiting on a wrecker, but it is causing some brake taps and onlooker delays. Here in the district, Georgia Avenue Northwest between Fern Street Northwest to Geranium Street Northwest, all of those lanes blocked, some type of police activity reported through there. 95 southbound right past Garrisonville, that's a right lane blocked with a crash in Virginia. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the lower 70s. And tomorrow, mostly sunny, a high in the low 90s. Right now, 71 in Beltsville, 73 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Larry O'Connor here for my good friends at Renter's Warehouse. You know, when people decide not to rent their home, the number one reason I hear is that they don't want to deal with tenants. Boy, I can relate to that. I used to rent out my home from across the country. Not so easy. But with Renter's Warehouse handling the property management for you, renting is incredibly easy. Renter's Warehouse finds people who stay a while, pay the rent on time, and respect your property. You just collect the checks. Renter's Warehouse does it so well with their incredible marketing machine. They tap hundreds of websites to score you the perfect tenant in just a few weeks. Then their certified tenant match and warranty process kicks in. They do it all, from walkthrough, background, and credit checks to lease documents, inspections, rental licensing. They even provide a free 9-month tenant warranty, so if the renters default for any reason, they'll replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts. You can cancel at any time. Find the right tenants for your home by calling 202-897-2822. 202-897-2822 or go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Renter's Warehouse, great tenants live here.
Now, the Saturday morning update.
105.9 FM
at AM 630.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi is in the White House briefing room throughout the week. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And, John, good morning. It is great to have you with us.
Oh, it's great to be here. I'm glad that some of these days we found that the heat is interrupted by rain. I wish it were raining in the White House on some days.
Well, it got a little steamy in the briefing room this week with Jim Acosta and Sarah Sanders. I wasn't going to lead with that story, but I guess we could because there's plenty of other stuff we'll get to momentarily. And you were there. There's been a lot of talk about the reaction of others in the room. You were there. How would you sort of summarize how that all went down?
Well, I think a lot of people were uncomfortable because the entire exchange between Sarah Sanders and my colleague Jim Acosta of CNN was taking away time in which questions could have been posed about Russian influence and infiltration in the 2018 midterm elections. We thought that Wednesday would be the final press conference until Labor Day or at least mid-August. That was the word that went out. It turned out it was the penultimate press conference. On Thursday, a surprise briefing was called featuring a star-studded lineup of Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, National Security Advisor John Bolton, and the director of the National Security Agency, General Paul Nakasone, and FBI Director Chris Wray. And what they said was a topic that reporters have been hankering, Sarah, about for a long time, Russian influence in the U.S. And guess what? Our top intelligence team said it is going on now, possibly to a greater degree than in past years. That's big news, and that's an impressive lineup of people to talk about it. So when Sarah Sanders is only giving us 20 minutes to ask questions, to get off on a topic about how the crowd behaved at a Trump rally the night before, and I didn't like seeing Jim Acosta shouted down by people yelling bad things about his network. But at the same time, does that merit an exchange, a soliloquy by Jim, and then Sarah's heated response that she's made her feelings known? I don't know. Not when we're talking about the serious business of the country and doing our job. Another thought. I've often mentioned my friend, the late White House Press Secretary Tony Snow. When we would have controversial topics, whether it was President Bush's firing of U.S. attorneys wholesale or the rewriting of U.S. rules on the interrogation of prisoners in the war on terror, Tony would always ask that reporters keep it on the topic. I only wish last week, after that briefing on the Russians, everybody had stayed on topic.
I didn't have too much sympathy for Jim Acosta, and I put that in the perspective of, you know, how many stories have we heard about John Kelly would be leaving his post at the White House? And I'm sure CNN ran with that one for about 48 hours till they came up with another one. Like, how about Sarah Sanders leaving her post at the White House? There is a lot of speculation that is reported repeatedly that never turns out to be anywhere near accurate. And because some people were voicing their opinion at a Trump rally, I'm sorry, it happens. Comes with the turf.
It certainly does, and I have to tell you, while I do not support mistreatment of my colleagues, whatever their political persuasion and whomever they work for, there's merit to what you say, Rick. I, John Gizzi, spent an afternoon trying to chase down the lead first floated in the Wall Street Journal that General Kelly was retiring and that Office of Management and Budget Director Mick Mulvaney would move into his office. That very evening, I was at a dinner of the Competitive Enterprise Institute when the speaker was, you guessed it, Mick Mulvaney, whom I cornered and asked about this subject. After that, he asked his escorts, please keep him away from the unusually large contingent of reporters because he knew what they were going to ask. It turned out there was nothing to it, and General Kelly, as was announced last week, is staying on his job another year. And let me go a step further. Not a day goes by that I don't read about speculation about Sarah Sanders leaving her post as press secretary and going on to do something else. On Friday, I had lunch with five other journalists who speculated on this topic and concluded that Sarah would leave her job after the November elections. My opinion, this is a press secretary who loves her work, who dishes it back as well as takes it, and who is, as she pointed out on Thursday, the first press secretary in the history of the job who has to have Secret Service protection. My guess is, with all those things, when she can still show up for work, still conduct press briefings, and still handle reporters' requests individually, she's in for the long haul.
Moving right along, you had a very interesting conversation with Rich Trumka, the head of the AFL-CIO. Three very interesting topics you discussed in that interview.
Yes. The obvious one was the next election, and I asked him flat out. The union has steadfastly and reliably endorsed the Democratic nominee for president in every modern presidential election except one, 1972, when they remained neutral in the race between Richard Nixon and George McGovern. Would they consider an endorsement of President Trump in 2012? Now, President Trumka warned me, I don't want your headline to read, AFL-CIO considers endorsing Trump. So my headline was instead exactly what he said, and that is, AFL-CIO's Trumka won't rule out endorsing Trump in 2020. And that's exactly what President Trumka said about President Trump. He would be given consideration. In fact, all candidates, as he said to me at least three times, would be given consideration for the AFL-CIO's endorsement. On tariffs, he doesn't like some of the tough taxes that the president's imposing, does not believe our neighbor to the north, Canada, should have to deal with tariffs, but he said he's going in the right direction. He needs help on this to work it out. As for who the union would endorse, we'll see. Sounds like he's leaving open the door to me. Now, President Trump, I understand, was disappointed in our headline in Newsmax and said that this was done just to attract clickbait on our website. Well, I recorded him. I know what he said. And it's wide open for the union label.
So two other topics you discussed included Missouri and an upcoming election this week, but not for a politician.
Mm-hmm, exactly. Right to work. The law in the United States that 26 states have adopted and which permits a person to apply for a job without the prerequisite of belonging to a union was enacted by the Missouri legislature and signed by its Republican governor, Eric Greitens. Of course, Governor Greitens has been since forced out of office on a variety of, shall we say, less than dignified reasons and actions, and a new governor is in. Yet, because of that, the state suffered embarrassment, and everything he did is tainted. That includes right to work. President Trumka was very proud to let me know that when 100,000 signatures were needed to put something on the ballot in the Show Me State, repeal of right to work got more than 300,000 signatures on petition. And he said the people would not tolerate what the former governor did and would repeal it on Tuesday. You'll hear all about Missouri Wednesday morning. We'll see.
And we will hear more from John Gizzi and more from the AFL-CIO. That is next. But first, we'll hear about the traffic. James Stanley, what's going on over in the traffic center?
Hey, Rick, thank you. And, yeah, we're still seeing a little bit of a delay this morning on 95 southbound right past Garrisonville. This earlier crash had a right lane taken out. Now they've got it all moved over to the right shoulder, just on looker delays now. 395 northbound right past Duke Street. Everybody's getting pushed into a far left lane. That's because road construction has the far right lanes and the center lanes taken out. Capitol Beltway, the outer loop right past Connecticut. That accident gone looks much better through that stretch. And police activity just wrapping up here in the district. Georgia Avenue northwest around Fern to Geranium. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, partly cloudy with a high of 89. Sunshine tomorrow, high 91. Cloudy Monday with a high of 92. Sunny on Tuesday, high 91. Thunderstorms back in the forecast on Wednesday with a high of 90. Outside in Washington right now, 72. We're heading to 89, and we're at 718 on the Saturday morning update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
This is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. We are talking with John Gizzi. He is the White House correspondent and chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And one last quick note on AFL-CIO President Rich Trumka, his views on Brett Kavanaugh for Supreme Court Justice.
Well, it's not just his views, but his language. And again, you're talking about the son of a coal miner, a former coal miner himself, and as he likes to tell me, a street kid who knows how to fight. He condemned the Supreme Court itself, denouncing its decisions, saying that it is a court in favor of the wealthy and powerful elites. Of course, he was going to denounce the Janus decision, in which the court ruled against public sector unions who collect union fees from workers who want no part of it. Kavanaugh has a history of ruling for corporations and against working people and has no respect for precedent. Now, I realize in the past the FL-CIO has not been happy with Supreme Court nominees, has issued statements condemning them, but this language signals to me that President Trumka and his union are going to wage an all-out war to campaign in the public arena against Kavanaugh and try to get every Democratic vote there is in the Senate against him. Stay tuned.
All eyes of the pundits will be on Ohio this coming Tuesday. Democrat Danny O'Connor facing off against Republican Troy Balderson for an open congressional seat. President Trump heading to Ohio later today to campaign?
He certainly is, and Vice President Pence has already been there. Look, Rick, I went to Western Pennsylvania to cover the special election last March that was won by about 500 votes by Democrat Connor Lamb. The fact that a Democrat wins in an historically Republican district is big news everywhere. It'll be even bigger news if Danny O'Connor defeats State Senator Troy Balderson in Ohio's Columbus-based 12th district. This district has been firmly in Republican hands for all but two of the last 80 years. For 18 years, it was held by a fellow named John Kasich, now the governor of the Buckeye State. A Democratic win there would send a shockwave across the country and cause considerable Republican jitters about the November election. Now, there's another factor, too. Polls show this a dead heat, and there's a very strong Republican organization headed by the Franklin County Republican chairman and close Kasich ally, Doug Price. My guess is that their get-out-the-vote operation and fundraising machine can counter the national Democratic effort. But am I going to predict a winner? Heck no. It will be close.
If there is a Republican loss, is there a factor that maybe has not been discussed much? In other words, is he maybe not the greatest candidate, or would you say it's a toss-up in terms of talent and ability of the two campaigners?
All right, you bring up a good point, Rick. Troy Balderson is a respected state senator, a conservative, and normally an ally of Kasich. On the other hand, he is someone who, in part because he was an office holder and an insider, only eked out nomination over someone backed by the local Tea Party movement and fellow conservative insurgents. My guess is that he's put together enough of the party who, while they may not exactly like him, know what the stakes are on Tuesday. And that's going to be very key if he wins. Party unity.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. And you can follow him simply by Googling Gizzi on politics. John, as always, thank you very much, sir.
Always a pleasure. I'll be watching with bated breath Missouri and Ohio 12 Tuesday night. I hope you are, too.
Absolutely. Wouldn't miss it. 7:23, Saturday morning updates, WMAL. And we've got Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer coming up. And, wow, we have an interesting story on soccer. That's next. Stay with us.
Attention homeowners. Do you have mountains of debt and feel like your payments aren't making a dent? Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month. Network Capital can make it all possible, and they can make it fast and easy. Call 800-700-8068. 800-700-8068. Network Capital Funding. Mortgage possible.
I'm a procrastinator. So even though I travel a lot, I drag my feet on joining TSA PreCheck. But now that I've got it, I get it. I keep my shoes on, laptop and liquids in my bag, and my belt buckled so I get through security quicker, with less hassle. And at $85 every 5 years, that's only $17 a year. Now, I have more time to do things, like preparing for tomorrow's presentation. Don't put it off. Enroll in TSA PreCheck today at TSA.gov.
As a husband and a father, I like to think that my family looks to me for guidance. And like many of you, my wish is that my actions provide a model that my children can be proud to follow. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and when I made the decision to lose weight and get healthy with EMP 180 weight loss, part of my inspiration was the hope that my children were watching me take action. When I was living with an extra 40 pounds, I was often tired, sometimes grumpy, definitely not healthy. Now, after losing that weight, I'm full of energy, I sleep better, I'm happier, and I'm healthier. With the EMP 180 weight loss plan, men lose an average of 3 to 5 pounds a week, and women lose an average of 2 to 3 pounds per week. EMP 180 weight loss really works, so get inspired, lose the weight, and then be that inspiration for someone else. Schedule your consultation today. Locations in Tyson's Corner, Rockville, and now Woodbridge. EMP180weightloss.com. That's EMP180weightloss.com, or give them a call, 855-888-0180.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. You know the saying, sooner rather than later? Sometimes later is better. Like having that one relative over this weekend. In-laws? Maybe later. Or your kid comes home from school and asks, where do babies come from? Let's talk about that way later. How about when you know you need a new roof, but you wish you could pay for it later? People ask me, Patrick, can I pay for half the roof now and half later? How about you pay me half later and the other half? Never. Now through August 31st, we're cutting 50% off all roofing materials. And the half you do pay for, you can pay me later with 18 months interest-free financing. That's not next year, that's next decade. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. That's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Through August 31st, half later, half never.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Shows Sunday mornings and evening here on WMAL. Sellers often ask me why I hate open houses. I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 55% of my homes sold in 10 days or less, and for top dollar last year. Join me in Maryland or Virginia on October 16th or 17th to learn my proven system. Register at ericstewartgroup.com.
Hey, honey, what's going on?
I was just logging in and checking on our account, and I thought we were going to do better this year.
I know. I've been trying to watch what I spend. No more stopping for coffee for me.
I don't think giving up coffee is going to do it. We need more income for our day-to-day, not to mention setting aside something for the kids' college and our retirement.
Man, I wish there was an answer.
For most of us, no one ever taught us how to invest, yet it's a skill that we all need. If you're looking to generate extra income, Online Trading Academy, the leader in financial education, can help. Attend one of Online Trading Academy's free introductory classes, and they'll show you how to create monthly, weekly, or even daily income using their patented supply and demand strategy. Plus, this month, they'll send you home with their free investor kit, loaded with guides to smarter investing and lessons from the pros just for attending. Register now by calling 877-304-TRADE, 877-304-8723, or otaclass.com. 877-304-TRADE or otaclass.com.
727 Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. Nice to have you with us this morning. You know, it's been 3 weeks since the World Cup finished. Well, the finals of the video gaming version are being held by FIFA in London this weekend. Competitors are being tested for performance-enhancing substances for the first time. That's right. In the video gaming, okay, just like the players on the field in Russia. FIFA has been slow to enforce integrity measures to safeguard its 14-year-old esports competition, which is run in conjunction with EA Sports. That's right. Now, as they finished the competition, two guys had to go in and provide samples so that they were undergoing doping tests. Can you believe that? And video gaming? The concerns are about brain doping, and it ensures FIFA is checking for the use of stimulants like methamphetamines rather than growth hormones that you would have, you know, as an athlete on the field. But doping in video gaming, what do they think of next? So with video gaming and all of the proliferation of all the technology and internet things that you can do and watch TV on your phone, how do you think Dollywood is doing, Dolly Parton's amusement park in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee? Well, Dollywood has announced a $37 million expansion with more rides, a restaurant, and live entertainment. It's planned to open next year. That surprises me. And finally, France's first baby panda celebrates his one-year birthday today. It's a birthday cake composed of bamboo, honey, apples, oranges, strawberries, and lemons. The panda is named Huan Meng, weighs about 66 pounds, has recently started eating bamboo. For the occasion, the Beauval Zoo, south of Paris, is open for free to all visitors born on August 4th.
I'm an architect.
I'm a doctor.
Music producer.
I'm an accountant.
We're business owners.
When I found out that I could download big files.
Really big files.
Huge files.
CAD files.
X-rays.
Cloud files.
Audio files.
Zip files.
In seconds.
Not minutes.
In seconds.
And that all my employees.
With all their devices.
Would have more than enough bandwidth.
I said, wow.
Wow.
Boom.
Sign me up. That's a dream come true.
Introducing GigSpeed from Comcast Business. With download speeds up to 20 times faster than what most people have. Tons of bandwidth for everything your business does every day. And an affordable price. It's a small business owner's dream.
Now, I'm dreaming gig.
Really, really gig.
Comcast is building the largest gig speed network in the country. Now more small businesses in more places can dream gig. Comcast Business. Built for business. Visit dreamgig.com to learn more. Restrictions apply. May not be available in all areas. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed.
7:30 News is next with Heather, and we're back with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer on WMAL.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Get your shot at $1,000 four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. I'm Heather Curtis. The good news is College Lake Dam in Lynchburg is stable, according to the city. But the bad news is people in Creekside neighborhoods remain evacuated this morning as work starts today to lower water levels in the reservoir. Then repairs can start on the dam embankment and roadway. Jenny Huntington is with the city's Department of Health and Human Services.
Once the dam is secure and people can return to their homes, they'll be able to do that.
In a press release, the city says it hopes to announce a possible return time frame by the end of today. Survivors of a deadly shooting at a Florida high school plan to join a march in Virginia today to protest what they consider efforts by the NRA to block gun control laws and bans on assault rifles.
Protesters are taking part in the National March on NRA at the association's headquarters in Fairfax. Among the activists and organizers will be students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School who survived the February shooting in which 17 students and staff members were killed. The Stoneman Douglas students have been on a bus tour aimed at registering voters and ending gun violence. March organizers are also calling on the Internal Revenue Service to revoke the NRA's tax-exempt status and to stop access to downloadable blueprints for 3D-printed guns. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The search is on for a missing New York woman whose car was found in Fairfax County yesterday. Police say they found Luis Negron Martinez in Vianella Tavera's car in Fairfax Station. Police believe Tavera may have been hurt. In sports, last night's game between the Nats and Reds was rained out. A doubleheader set for today, and the Rangers beat the O's 11-3. That series continues today. Traffic and weather next on WMAL.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Failed Spinal Surgery on Wednesday, August 8th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at rosellecare.com. That's rosellecare.com.
It's 7:34 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather. Here's James Stanley in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Yeah, streets are still wet this morning. It's supposed to rain through the day, so that's going to be an issue to watch for throughout the day. Beltway Outer Loop right past Connecticut, that crash gone, looks much better through there. Georgia Avenue here in the district between Fern to Geranium had some police activity early this morning. That's been cleared, looks much better through that stretch. Defense Highway, we have some reports of flooding, all of the lanes blocked between Huntwood to about St. Stephen's Creek Church Road. Virginia, southbound 95, right around Garrisonville Road, a right lane taken out with a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, a chance of showers and thunderstorms with a high in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear with a low in the lower 70s. Right now, 73 in Washington. I'm Heather Curtis on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Doesn't mess around. If they want your money, they'll take it. They can take your paycheck and bank accounts too, even threaten your home or business. And it's about to get worse. The IRS just hired an army of new tax enforcers. So if you owe back taxes, the smartest thing you can do is call Optima Tax Relief. Optima has access to a special IRS tax assistance program called the Fresh Start Initiative. And their clients that qualify are saving thousands, even tens of thousands. One call starts the process to stop the demand letter, stop aggressive collection actions, and stop that army of new enforcers from targeting you. But don't delay. It's important to act now while you still have options. Optima is A-rated with the Better Business Bureau. Optima has already resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. Get your life back. Call now for your free consultation.
Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Have you been lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine? Hi, I'm Inc. Magazine bestselling author Brett Kitchen. And if you're over 55 with an IRA or 401k, I want to give you a free copy of my new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because according to Time Magazine, Wall Street's 401ks have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I discovered a way to grow money potential double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free book and talk to a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose in the next market crash.
Call 1-800-231-9595 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 1-800-231-9595. 1-800-231-9595. That's 1-800-231-9595.
Have you been thinking of buying a home? Are you a first-time home buyer with lots of questions? The main question is, how do I even get started in this whole process? The way you begin is to tune in to the Underwriter's Corner on Sunday, 11 a.m. to the noon hour. Put any question you have directly to the underwriter at First Preference Mortgage. All the loan officers will also be available to talk to you one-on-one. This is one time you don't get voicemail. Getting pre-approved is free. There's no cost to you. Know what you're qualified for, how much money you will need out of your pocket, and what your monthly mortgage payment would be before you go out looking at houses. Join us on Sunday at 11 a.m. here at WMAL 105.9 FM, AM 630 WMAL. I look forward to talking with you on Sunday, 11 a.m. for the Underwriter's Corner.
Don't miss the Underwriter's Corner with host Bill Parisi, Sundays at 11, right here on WMAL.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-348-2121. That's 800-348-2121. 800-348-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
7:39 Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. We are joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, and of course he is the author of Operation Dark Heart and frequent guest on WMAL. Tony, good to have you with us this morning.
Hey Rick, always great to be on with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Plenty going on. And first off, let's talk about the North Korea. We've got the images of the return of the remains of U.S. servicemen from North Korea. But at the same time, it's contrasted with the images of what officials say, indicating new missile construction. Mike Pompeo is in Singapore this weekend. He had some strong comments about North Korea. He's holding the line. He says we have a ways to go. And he is scolding those who are not honoring sanctions against North Korea. How do you put all of this in perspective?
Well, it's mixed bag because it's a work in progress. The image of the return of the remains is huge. I mean, this has been something that's been sought since the end of the Korean War. So I'd like people to understand that that was a real show of progress. With that said, the North Korean government is still going to be the North Korean government. They're always seeking advantage. They're always seeking a way to essentially build a better deal for themselves. And that's what they're doing. So we have to understand that. We have to maintain the course and understand that, you know, this is, we're trying to stop the momentum, Rick, of 50 years of war, of a society, of a country that's completely focused on that fact. So this is going to take some time.
Have you seen indicators of a deep state in North Korea? In other words, Kim Jong-un sits down with Trump and they hit it off, and there are people maybe in the government who are going, whoa, slow down, partner.
That's exactly right, and I think it's very much attuned to what happened at the end of World War II with the Japanese military. They didn't want to surrender. So there was real issues with the emperor telling them you got to stop. And this is where I think we are now. In many ways, you have multiple generations now who are general officers who have only known war. And by the way, that's how they retain and maintain their power, is this ability to run the military. And the idea of losing all that is probably very frightening to a lot of folks there.
All right, turning to a very tragic story in the news this week, two Americans killed in an ISIS-claimed attack in Tajikistan, and it happened over the weekend. Of course, they were from the Washington area, and they left very good jobs in D.C. and left their lives behind to see the world together by bicycle. They are attacked along with other Anglo tourists in Tajikistan, and ISIS claims responsibility. I guess it just goes to show that ISIS is still alive and well in some areas of the world.
It's a good and bad news story. Yeah, I mean, the fact is they're being reduced to essentially attacks of random Americans, in remote areas of the world. But it reminds us that they still exist as a force, and we're not done with them yet. We knew when we went after them, Rick, in their area of Iraq and Syria, that there would be a metastasization. They would move to other spots, and they have done that. But people have to be aware that if you go to some of these remote areas of the world where there are terror groups and rebels, you put yourself in danger. So this is tragic, but, you know, this is not, that's not the best place to be biking, if you know what I mean.
Understand. Let's turn to Robert Mueller, the investigation. A lot of talk about Tony Podesta now, who has represented Ukraine interests, and Greg Craig, former Obama White House counsel, and he seems to have been involved in representing a former Ukrainian president. So very interesting that some other people are getting caught in the crosshairs here from the other party.
Well, I think the Mueller investigation is meandering all over the space, you know, whatever you want to call the investigative space. And there's clear indications that Tony Podesta and his company did actually have contracts with both the Ukrainians and Russians. And if you look at the trial right now of Manafort, you see the real gaps of the original tasking on Russia collusion to what is being presented to the American public. And, you know, so far, I mean, other than a process crimes or decades-old events which they're bringing back out, there's been absolutely no indication of Russian collusion with Trump and his folks. With that said, it's very clear that Hillary Clinton and the folks on her side did actually pay money to a former MI6 intelligence officer to Russian sources for dirt on Donald Trump. Think about that. Now, this is the premise of the Mueller investigation that Trump did this, and yet the person who actually did do this, and there's clear evidence we know about it, is being ignored. So,
well, is it being ignored, Tony, or is it possibly something is going to be announced, maybe somewhat by surprise? It boggles my mind as to how we can just kind of sweep that one under the rug.
Well, I don't think you can sweep under the rug, but I do believe, unfortunately, that Mueller is committed to sweeping it under the rug. I know others in town with oversight responsibilities have not, gotten rid of that and want to look at it. But this is a bright line. If Mueller refuses to look at this, which we all, I think, who are denizens of this town and have seen this sort of thing before, if he ignores this, it is beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is a partisan first and investigator second, because you cannot ignore that relationship. If you're investigating one thing and you see it doesn't exist or you see it somewhere else exists, you've got to do the honest thing. We'll see if he's an honest man or not. Unfortunately, I am skeptical.
And I should mention that the investigation that includes Tony Podesta, Greg Craig, also involves Vin Weber, a former GOP congressman from Minnesota. And this story is according to Fox News, and it involves the U.S. Attorney's Office in Manhattan. And Fox News reporting that story is according to a source with knowledge of the matter. So that is the source on that story. Very troubling stories this week about security breaches. And the first one, apparently Moscow, a staffer at the embassy that was a Secret Service staffer, had meetings with members of the FSB, which is the Russian spy organization. What's behind that?
Well, we don't know all the details yet. I mean, look, the embassies of every foreign country is a center of intrigue. And we do know this could go both ways. I mean, the bottom line is we do know that we have people trying to meet with their side and maintain liaison. And then sometimes they try to recruit our folks to work for them. Could be a typical approach, if you will. I mean, the Russians are always up to no good and trying to gain advantage. So I guess as this story unfolds and we find out more, we'll find out more about what was actually going on.
And while we're on the topic of security breaches, a very interesting story out this week about Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah.
Wow. Her driver turns out to be a Chinese spy. And this was not a short-term gig.
Oh, 20 years. Anything she knew, he pretty much knew. And the argument is, well, he never had a security clearance and this, that, and the other.
But come on. She's in the car. She's talking to somebody on the cell phone. I mean, I can't imagine that something couldn't have been mentioned on a cell phone that might be a very interesting thing for the Chinese government to hear about.
Well, that's why he was there. Why would the Chinese invest in that level of operation for that amount of time if it wasn't important? There's two things an asset like that give you. Key access to her day-to-day routine and atmospherics, what's going on, who's all involved. And secondly, lead information about who else to approach and recruit. I'd try to find out who else this guy has affiliation with and who he recommended contact her. This is as bad as it gets, and I can't believe the mainstream media is ignoring this. Anything she was working on.
I can. It's Dianne Feinstein. She has a D next to her name.
Well, as I say, I mean, anything she worked on regarding intelligence has to be looked at as potentially compromised. And we have to recall that right at the beginning of the Obama administration, when she was the head intelligence person in the Senate, all of our assets in China went silent. Some died, some went missing. So you got to figure out here what happened, and somehow, she's the intelligence person in the Senate, and this all happens under her watch. We got to find out what happened.
All right, we're going to take a quick break, check the traffic and weather, and then I want to talk to you about the joint press conference on Thursday at the White House about election security. But first off, James Stanley is over in the traffic center. What's the latest, James?
Thank you, Rick. And from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center, checking our wet streets this morning. Southbound on 95, right past Garrisonville, getting word we've got a new crash through there. That's got a right lane taken out. If you stay to the left, you'll be able to get through there, though. Little River Turnpike, that's a crash. It's westbound on the ramp to get onto the Capitol Beltway. Here in the district, some police department activity reported. Georgia Avenue Northwest between Fern to about Geranium Street. And that's a crash on the Beltway Outer Loop right past Connecticut. It finally got moved over to the right shoulder, so just onlooker delays now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, a break finally from all of the rain. We are looking for sunshine over the weekend. We'll have partly cloudy weather today, high of 89, and then mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 91. Clouds on Monday, high to 92. Sunny on Tuesday, but thunderstorms back in the picture for Wednesday, high in the 90s all next week. Right now, 72 in D.C. We're heading up to 89 today, and it's 7:49 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
All right, a somewhat unexpected press conference at the White House on Thursday. As John Gizzi had mentioned earlier this morning, they thought Wednesday was the last one for the next couple of weeks or possibly until Labor Day. Then Thursday, the Director of National Intelligence, the FBI Director, the Secretary of Homeland Security, the Director of the National Security Agency, and the National Security Advisor all on the podium at the White House to talk about election security. What did they tell us? What does it mean?
Well, basically, they reminded everybody about the threats against the country and some of the issues relating to the potential for interference. And look, I'll be honest with you. I think it's all crying wolf. Everything I heard them say, we've known about for decades. And I do dispute that this is, they're looking for interference. It's about disruption. I don't believe, because of the complexity of our election system, that anybody, even a James Bond-level villain, would have the ability to put together a concept to interfere with an election to the point of where they can actually try to push it for one candidate or another. This is all about the same sort of stuff we've seen decade after decade of the Russians and others essentially just trying to be troublesome, meddlesome, and mess things up. The one thing I will say, and we've talked about this a number of times, Rick, is that we need to have, and the president said this too, we need to have a completely foolproof paper ballot system which requires voter ID at the user level, and basically paper ballots that can be audited after the fact. Those are the best measures we can take to make sure that our elections are protected. You're always going to have nation states, bad players, bad actors trying to interfere with the process. That's just the way it has been before we had the internet. It'll be the way it is for the, you know, to the foreseeable future. So I don't consider this anything new. It's just, it does draw attention to the fact we need to secure the election process.
All right. One of the great things about doing this show and having you on the show is we can talk about some of the things that really don't surface in mainstream media. And if they do surface, there is a spin on it. And as an example, Sarah Zhang is a tech reporter that's been hired by the New York Times. And some people went back and looked at some of her tweets. And she said some pretty significant things. She dropped the F-bomb on the police. She's got a tweet that I am reading here. "Oh, man, it's kind of sick how much joy I get out of being cruel to old white men." And that's just a couple of examples. And if you want to see them, there are plenty that have words that we can't repeat on the radio. But right, the New York Times is sticking with her. And I just find that I don't know how that is not a double standard.
Think about this. She has said in her tweets that you and I should not exist because of our skin color. She doesn't know us, but apparently we offend her. Now think about that. Now if we said that about somebody of skin color, you and I would not be talking on the air right now, would we?
Nope.
Nope. So this is where the left has, this is the brightest line I've seen in a long time where the left is basically saying, we can say whatever we want. You all have to abide by the rules we give you. And I, you know, I'm one of those that needs, you know, wants to strike back and say, no, you can't have it both ways. We'll see what happens here. But I'm telling you right now that, as you point out, Rick, I've been going through some of her stuff today, and man, it is, there's no other way to describe it except completely racist. And then she's going after gender as well, apparently because you're a male. You can't be trusted. So, you know, there you go.
We may or may not hear more about this story. And finally, a lot of talk about Jim Acosta and, you know, his comments to Sarah Sanders and the back and forth. And I guess it sort of boiled over because he was at the rally the other night and there were some people behind him making some anti-CNN chants. And I guess that got him all worked up. And I'm like, wow, you're getting a little dose of your own medicine and you can't handle it, huh?
Well, April Ryan said he was physically in danger, which I don't buy. And look, I tweeted back at him. He did this. This is his doing. The president, the American people don't hate the media. They hate people who use their platform in the media to be less than truthful. And I think there's been a record of that. I think Jim Acosta tends to make the story about himself. And if you want to do that, you should go get your own talk show, like Oprah. if Jim wants to be Oprah, he needs to put a few pounds on and go do something, you know. I mean, but it's really one of those things where he needs to report honestly. And I think if he did that, people would not be critical of him. So,
well, it's the opinion and the sarcasm and venom that is espoused by a lot of the pundits and now even the reporters. I mean, he's a White House correspondent. He's not a pundit.
Look, I'm going to be on the McLaughlin Group tomorrow, and that's all punditry. That's opinion. He's not a pundit, so there's a clear line there.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you right now, Rick, you know, if he would actually do his job like other reporters I see doing their job, he would be fine. He chooses not to do that, though. So.
Hey, one quick thing before we go.
Yeah.
You know, you produced or advising producer on Chain of Command, and it was out on the National Geographic Channel. People
it
have
was on
time.
National Geographic Channel and still is. I think it's available out there somewhere, yes.
People have some time on their hands this summer, and you know, you're at the beach and it's raining and you're kind of hanging around and looking for something interesting to do. And you know, how many daytime talk shows can you watch on television? Except it is interesting to watch Julie Chen sticking up for Les Moonves. That kind of cracks me up.
That's true. Well, hey, well, but good news, we're actually working on a season two in some form of Chain of Command. So more on that in the future.
Okie doke. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, is always great to have you with us, and you have
hey, Rick,
a wonderful weekend. Thank you. All right. We'll see you.
Now you can listen to WMAL at home, at work, or anywhere in the world on your Amazon Echo device. For one-time setup, say Alexa, enable WMAL skill. Once that's done, whenever you want to listen, simply say Alexa, play WMAL. More details at WMAL.com.
Does your business internet provider promise a lot? Let's hear who really delivers. Comcast Business gives you gig speed in more places. Other providers don't. We offer more complete reliability with up to 6 hours of 4G wireless network backup. The others, no way. We let calls from any of your devices appear to come from your business number. Them, not so much. And Comcast Business Smart Office lets you keep an eye on your business from anywhere. Others, nope. Call 1-800-501-6000 to get internet from the provider who delivers. Plus, add voice and TV for $34.90 more per month.
Offerings 9/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. An additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Connection per restrictions apply. Minimum term agreement required. FLEF000279. TNACL2006. AZRC307346. CACSLV1028256. ORCCB199939. Call for details.
Hey, this is Eric Stewart of Long & Foster, your local real estate expert and the host of the Eric Stewart Shows, Sunday mornings and evening here on WMAL. Sellers often ask me why I hate open houses. I tell them that open houses attract three groups: neighbors, suspects, and maybe a prospect or two. So why do them? 55% of my homes sold in 10 days or less, and for top dollar last year. Join me in Maryland or Virginia on October 16th or 17th to learn my proven system. Register at ericstewartgroup.com.
It is a Saturday morning update on WMAL, and if you missed it this week, of course, the GDP up and some very exciting economic news, but not sensationalized by the major media outlets. That was good news. Something else you probably won't hear on a lot of the major news outlets are the president's approval ratings, and as of the Rasmussen Friday daily presidential tracking poll, 48% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance, 50% disapprove, but they don't talk about it when he's up in the upper 40s. You know, when it's down in the upper 30s and low 40s, it's a big deal, and it's all over the news all the time. But when you're up there around 48, let's not cover that. Let's find something else to go after him on. Anyway, that's going to wrap it for the Saturday morning update. Very much appreciate you joining us this morning. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jane. And we've got Garden Sense coming up right after the 8 o'clock news on WMAL. So stay with us.
Now, here's why this is important.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Appreciate all the knowledge you give me.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
My buddy recently returned from Afghanistan. We used to do everything together, fish, hunt, bowl. But he's not the same guy who left a year ago. He keeps to himself, won't go out, says he's still fighting the war. Luckily, with my encouragement, he contacted Givenhour. They offer free mental health care for military members and their families. If you know someone like my friend, give help. Give hope. Contact Givenhour. On the web at givenhour.org.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Get your shot at $1,000. Four times a day. 4K a day on WMAL. A Cumulus station.